Jane Stevens has a good-sized handful of pissing cockroaches. These bugs are from Madagascar, and they range in size from a half inch long to about 3 inches. I heard one hiss.
Every once in a while you give them a nice squeeze, they give you a hiss.
Stevens is an entomologist at the St. Louis Zoo. Her office is crammed with terrariums and aquariums filled with every creepy-crawly thing you can imagine. Next year, these insects and other invertebrates will have a new home. The St. Louis Zoo is building an insectarium, a house for bugs. Consistently ranked among the top 10 zoos in the nation, the St. Louis Zoo attracts nearly 3 million visitors each year. Just like his predecessor, Wild Kingdom TV host Marlon Perkins, today's St. Louis Zoo director, Charles Hessel, pushes the zoo to be progressive. Hessel says it's about time insects got their due.
Well, actually, there's like 5,000 kinds of mammals or so and 6,000 kinds of reptiles. Well, there's 3 million invertebrates and insects, and they're very important in our lives. We want to give the invertebrates and insects the same amount of presentation to our public as we do what we call the charismatic megavertebrates, elephants, lions, tigers. They're all important, but so are the invertebrates.
Hessel says most human run-ins with insects are negative, things such as mosquito bites and bee stings or a black fly in your Chardonnay. The zoo wants to give people another view. Entomologist Jane Stevens will head up the insectarium.
We have this tendency to not enjoy them. We have a tendency as humans to avoid them like the plague, and sometimes they are a plague. So there are reasons for that, but there are also a lot of good things that they do for us, and as a matter of fact, we could not survive without insects. Humans simply couldn't make it without them. So I think that's a real important lesson, too.
The insectarium will have more than 20 displays showing bugs in their natural habitat, whether it's the desert or the rainforest or in your kitchen.
That's called Not Home Alone, and Not Home Alone is where you will realize that there are many animals living in your house, and many of them are insects, and you may not even know where to look for them.
The insectarium will have a full-scale kitchen, complete with cockroaches thriving under the refrigerator and a brown recluse spider making a home in a cabinet drawer. Stephen says if you decide you don't want to share your living space with insects, the zoo will offer pamphlets on ways to persuade them to leave the house, including ways that avoid using chemical pesticides. Besides the small displays, the insectarium will include a large geodesic dome where the insects can fly and people can interact with them.
Our flight dome is a little different. Not every insectarium has one. Our flight dome is the kind of thing where it's the best way to show off an entire order of insects, and that would be the butterflies, moths, and skippers. So we want to have that available to the visitors, but we're adding to that display. It's not just those animals. We're also adding praying mantises. We're adding ladybugs. We're adding diving beetles in the pools. We're having water striders and whirligigs. So we're trying to add a lot of things that can fly that are harmless to humans, so the flight cage will be its own little zoo in itself.
St. Louis Zoo Director Charles Hessel acknowledges there are other insectariums around. Cincinnati has one, Montreal, San Francisco, and Philadelphia. But Hessel says this new insectarium will be tops in its class.
Quite frankly, there's only a couple of the insectariums in this country that are really outstanding. We're going to be among the outstanding in the world.
The Monsanto Insectarium at the St. Louis Zoo will open early next year. Admission to it and the zoo is free. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.